Welcome back. We are back to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Today may feel like Friday, but it is not Friday. In fact, it is Erev Shabbos. We are here to turn a Friday into Erev Shabbos. After a little break, it is great to be back. I want to thank our generous sponsors, Menden Tzipora Fishman, for sponsoring Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, Chos V'chai Yerivka Bas Tzipora Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Dor Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. When I was in Yerushalayim this summer, I had the privilege to meet the Nadvarna Rebbe of Yerushalayim, someone who's Ben Achar Ben in Einikol, a great-great-grandchild of Rav Mordechai Nadvarna. And it was a privilege. One of his farm, he put out the Oros Moshe on Zmiros L'Shabbos Kodesh, a beautiful, beautiful sefer. I'm grateful to have been introduced to him by my friend Lippi, who gave me the sefer as well. And I want to share with you some of the Torah that he has in here and preparing us for Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, such beautiful, such halig, such holy, holy teachings that come from the Nadvarna Rebbe of Yerushalayim, particularly meaningful for me, because earlier this summer, my wife and I were in Bushtana, where Rav Mordechai Nadvarna is buried. Right next to him is my wife's great-great-grandfather, Rav Moshe Brookstein, who was close with him. And so to hear the Torah, read the Torah, learn the Torah, particularly of the Holy Shabbos, is something that is very personally meaningful to me. So he says in here the following. Kosov HaMachaber, he quotes about the significance of Erev Shabbos. The Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch, writes in Siman Reish Nun, Yashkim Baboker B'Yom Shishi, L'hachin Tzarchei Shabbos. We know that a Yid wakes up Friday morning, eager and ready to prepare for Shabbos. Friday is not any other day. Friday is no ordinary day. Friday is not Friday at all. It's Erev Shabbos. And the way we demonstrate it's Erev Shabbos is by waking up ready and prepared to get ready for Shabbos. U'v'shari tshuva sham, kasav, hazeya sha'adam meziya b'tzarchei Shabbos. A beautiful shari tshuva there. Shari tshuva in Siman Reish Nun writes, the sweat that a person sweats preparing for Shabbos, ba moche kakadosh baruch hu kol ha'avonos kemo hadmos. Whatever mistakes we made all week long, whatever we looked at, whatever we said, wherever we went, however we came up short, whatever mistakes we made all week long, those mistakes are written, those mistakes are inscribed. How do we erase the inscription of those mistakes? It is the sweat. The sweat is the eraser. The sweat are like the tears that erase whatever mistakes we made. So if a person mops and shops and cooks and cleans and sets a table, whatever effort, whatever energy you put into preparing for Shabbos, and you do it with joy, we'll get to in a moment, you do it besimcha, that sweat, it serves to erase the mistakes of the whole week. And therefore a person, a yid, has to make an effort. Don't just delegate. The Gemara tells us even those wealthy, great rabbis who could have paid and delegated others to do, they got involved themselves. They were preparing, they were cleaning, they were cooking, they were setting, because the effort, the sweat we literally produce in preparing for Shabbos, it serves to erase whatever mistakes we made. He continues, Chassam Sofer in Torah Moshe writes, Yisa b'svarim sha'achana l'shabbos mevi bracha v'hashpa'a. You want blessing in your life, don't look for shortcuts, don't look for skulos. You want blessing in your life, Shabbos is the makor bracha. Shabbos is the source of all bracha. So the more we prepare, the more we get ready, the more we honor, the more we elevate Shabbos, the more we bring bracha into our lives. So it's not some shortcut, don't do some skula. Shabbos is the source, the makor bracha. The more we prepare for it, get ready, the more excited, the more we march toward Shabbos, maybe bracha v'ashpa. He quotes here from the Holy Jikavar, the lifros hamapa ashochan shal Shabbos, that when we spread out, when we put the tablecloth on the Shabbos table, Be'erev Shabbos Kodum Chatzos Hayom, it's a special Indian, a special idea to set the Shabbos table. Don't wait. Don't wait till the man goes off the shul, till you lit candles. Don't wait till moments before. Don't scream, don't yell, don't fight. But if a person can set their Shabbos table on Erev Shabbos, before Chatzos, before midday, Skula Levata Laklipa HaMa'urer Machlokas Be'erev Shabbos. Says the Holy Jikavar that if you have a set table for Shabbos, it is a skula, it is predisposes, it's auspicious, it helps us avoid strife and fighting on Erev Shabbos. You can explain this metaphysically, the energy of having the table set, but I think you can also explain it some simply, that if there's a Shabbos environment already in the home, you're not going to fight around the set Shabbos table. The fact that the table has the white tablecloth, it's already set with the leichter, with the candles. It already is set with the challah board, and it's already set with the becher, with the holy kiddush cup. The fact that the Shabbos table is set means it changes the environment. It changes the atmosphere. It changes the way we communicate and interact. So ordinarily, the fighting, the strife, the pressure of an Erev Shabbos, if you can set your table before Chatzos, before midday, says the Jikaver, Skul Levata La Klipa Maor Machlokas, it helps erase the energy, it helps combat and overcome the energy that brings that strife and that fighting on Erev Shabbos. So a few ideas how we can turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Be mindful, be conscientious, don't delegate, don't give to others, but do ourselves. The Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch says, it's a big Indian to wake up and getting ready. Be prepared, contribute. What do? Do you set the table? Do you set the candles? Do you shop? Do you cook? Do you mop? What's your job? What's your role? Even if you can afford, don't delegate, don't ask others, but do it ourselves. And the sweat, the exertion, what we put into preparing for Shabbos, it erases our mistakes of the week. Says the Chassam Sofer, if Shabbos is the Makor Bracha, then being excited and ready and preparing, it brings Bracha and Hashpah into our lives. And the Jikaver says, set the table, set the table. If you could set it Thursday night, noch besser. If you set it Thursday night, Friday morning, you wake up to a Shabbos atmosphere and a set table. But minimally, we should try to put the white tablecloth on the table, even if you can't set the table. Just the white tablecloth on the table before Chatzos. A small Kabbalah, we find ourselves in Elul. We're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. Maybe something we could take upon ourselves is put the white tablecloth on the table before midday, before Chatzos. And that way, when you come back after midday, when kids come home from school, when you come back from work, when the home is filled with getting ready for Shabbos, it's doing so already with the white and the light of a set table, of a Shabbos table, of a Shabbos tablecloth that changes the whole atmosphere. Mr. Shem will pick up next week and next time beautiful teachings of Rav Mordechai of Nidvarna, the significance of Erev Shabbos and of getting ready and of what it means. May it be a holy Shabbos, a happy Shabbos, a healthy Shabbos, a Shabbos of Besoros, Tovos, Yeshuos, Venechamos.